This wasn't a whim from Schillinglar. He'd been studying the Dom for over 30 years. When he took the findings from his study to the relevant bodies, namely the MCC and other English coaches, even then, in 2003, he found the old coaching manual was still being enforced. Still being taught, the pendulum bat, lifting the bat back straight over the stumps and making sure the bat travelled on a straight plane as it comes into contact with the ball. During Schillinglar and Hill's research, they struck up a correspondence with Professor Noakes from the South African Sports Science University, and he added further evidence, suggesting, "I looked at six of Bradman's major shots very carefully. A key point was that when he lifted his bat out to second slip, when the bat comes down, it followed the path that is determined by the nature of the delivery. This is crucial. Instead of programming people to bring the bat down the same straight line, shot after shot, Bradman was reactive to each ball. Whereas a large proportion of players are now encouraged to stick to their favourite shots, some players might have a cut, a drive, a leg glance, and don't forget, a forward defensive. Bradman had them all. Not only that, his technique allowed him the freedom to play whichever one he wanted, depending on the delivery." Notes concluded, "Bradman had decided where he was going to intersect the ball, and when he'd made that decision, then his bat started moving down the shortest possible route." His examples included two shots, the cross-batted pull and the drive, the off-drive. Now, before we move on to a comparison of Bradman's technique with some of the other great players of the modern game, it is imperative to understand how Bradman developed his unique technique. At the back of our home was an 800-gallon water tank set on the round brick stand. From the tank to the laundry door was a distance of about 8 feet, and with a small cricket stump, which I used as a bat, I would throw a golf ball at this brick stand and try to hit the ball on the rebound. The golf ball came back at great speed and hit it all with a round stump was no easy task. Yes, Bradman, also a master of the understatement, a golf ball and a cricket stump, mixed with 8 feet of distance, that's how to learn the game. Might not pass some of the health and safety tests for the school playground, however. Bradman continues, "To make my game interesting, I would organise two sides consisting of well-known international names and would bat for Taylor, Gregory, Collins and so on. In turn, the door behind me was the wicket and I devised a system of ways to get caught out and of boundaries. Many a time I incurred Mother's displeasure because I just had finished some important test match at the very moment she wanted me for a meal. The open side of my playing area corresponded to the side of a cricket field and therefore I did not have to chase the ball for any shots on the offside. So while Bradman may have missed the odd meal, he was constantly reinforcing the most effective way to bat, the most effective way to hit a moving ball. But no one else wanted to copy." Bradman confirms, "This rather extraordinary and primitive idea was purely a matter of amusement. But looking back over the years, I can understand how it must have developed the coordination of the brain, eye and muscle, which was to serve me so well in important matches later on."